St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionary Baptist Church podcast to listen to Pastor Michael H. L. Robertson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. Today's podcast is titled, The Storm of Life. Sometimes when a storm comes, we want to run and hide, but that's a time that we need to be calling on God. I hope you enjoy this podcast. And like always, be blessed.
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
be where you are, Lord. Amen. Amen. Truly do bless God this morning. Amen. We tell God, thank you for our young folk. If y'all don't mind, give them another hand this morning. Amen. Amen. And I like the way the director asks, do you want to be? Amen, somebody. Amen. I pray that the answer by everybody was, I want to be where you are. Amen. 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 We bless God this morning, and we do greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. Certainly to everybody in their respective places. Amen. To all of the officers and members of St. John Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Amen. Certainly to my wife. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our deacons. Amen. All of our mothers. Our deaconess. Amen. Amen. Certainly to our ushers. Amen. Even our young ushers who are coming up. Amen. 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 To everybody in your respective place, certainly to our AB staff. We try to listen to certain things, you know, before we get out of the house in the morning. I got there and the TV was on. We got ready to leave out. And I said, well, let me go and turn to something else. So I'm going to come in with something different. Not anything crazy was going on. I flipped it on and they got this thing called YouTube. Amen. You're going to find anything in the world. And I flipped and I'm looking for some music to play. And I'm looking for music to play. I'm like, whoa, that's got St. John's name on it. You know, I thought we'd cut an album or something. Amen. They didn't got one over on me, amen. But then it was our little YouTube page. Amen. It's got the sermon on it already. Amen. Got the words and everything on it. Amen. So give our AB staff a hand this morning. Amen. 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 They have us going a lot of places. Amen. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Are we on Twitter too? Yeah, we do tweets and everything. Amen. Amen. Y'all don't get the tweets mixed up with the twerps. You know? Amen. 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 Y'all know how y'all do. Y'all to take stuff that God has on himself and y'all to use it for yourself. Amen. And then y'all holy folk will blame it on the devil. Amen, somebody. Amen. Amen. We do thank God for today. We hope everybody had a great 4th of July. And no one got hurt, but you had a good time. And remember that, you know, God is the one that allowed us to have independence. Amen. I do believe last month we celebrated Juneteenth, when I think the last of those who were enslaved were declared free. But the word tells us once again that the one who makes you free is God. Amen. Amen. And so what the Spirit is, just liberty. That means just freedom. That means when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you become truly free. Amen. I ain't talking about from the mess in the world. I'm talking about from your sin. Amen. All of that stuff there. That means he's forgiving you for it. Amen. And y'all know that's what the gospel is about, right? Amen. It ain't about, you know, get all you can and can all you get. And amen. And name it, claim it, and it's yours. I mean, that's not what it's about. Amen. It's about the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Young folk, we thank God for you. And we thank God for your listening to the words and carrying the word to your schools and to your houses. Amen. And we really, truly thank God for y'all. So for our young folk, this is your day, and we're going to speak today. But I want you to make sure that when you hear the word, you really carry it everywhere. And don't be ashamed, amen, y'all, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Not in your house, not in your school, not around your friends, amen. Do not be ashamed of the gospel. And if someone tells you to shut up and you can't talk about the Lord, amen, y'all keep on talking, amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. Amen. Y'all parents will go home and talk to them. Don't really do what he said now. Y'all encourage these kids to follow Christ. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I was sitting there reminiscing when the children were singing. I remember back in Gaines Chapel, AME Church, and I was in the choir. Amen. Everybody trying to get back there now. Amen. I was in the choir and singing. And then somewhere along the way, I stopped going to choir rehearsal. I stopped being in the choir. Amen. So God's still trying to get my gift back, y'all. But we're working on it. Amen. So we ain't going to give up. Y'all know the old lady say, he don't give up on God, or he won't give up. I ain't giving up on him, y'all. Amen, somebody. Amen. So y'all, anywhere y'all want to be, just keep on trying. Y'all will get there. Amen, somebody. Amen. But we thank God for this morning, y'all. Amen. Y'all feeling all right? All right. Some of y'all still looking crazy now. Amen. 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 We almost there. Amen. Amen. Y'all know when we're all on one accord, amen, the Spirit just kind of flows through. Amen, somebody. That's what happens, y'all. Ain't that right? Amen. That's what happens. But too often, we'll come in and half of us ready to hear the Lord, and the rest of us ready to go home and look at whatever you look at. Amen. And y'all just messes up. Y'all know that's true. We've been in church, amen, and the Spirit's moving, the choir singing, and you can feel the Lord moving. But then there's still something wrong. They just don't know what it is. And all of a sudden, a group of folk who don't want to be in church get up and leave. And they get, I'm talking about the whole choir. And so y'all, I ain't coming to them, the whole choir just get up and leave. And when they leave, like, man, it's like a burden lifted. And then the Spirit just moved deep. Amen, somebody. So when we get all on one accord, amen, it's going to be all right. Just a advertisement for our hospitality ministry. They have breakfast every morning in the back there. Nothing big to weight you down so you can't shout when you come in, but just enough, amen, to give you some energy. You can't say, Pastor, I didn't eat this morning. I ain't have a cough or tea, but you have a little energy to come on in and, you know, shout and dance, amen, and have a good time, amen. They're back there every single Sunday, and they work hard at it. So please come back there and frequent them. If you don't want to eat before service because you're fasting or anything like that, just come back and help them out. Amen. They'll be glad for your help. Amen. Amen. So we do bless God. We thank God this morning for all that we're doing. And those who are traveling this morning, we realize that it's the holiday season still through the summer. The children got a couple more days out of school, and they'll be going back. So those who are traveling, still tune in wherever you are. If you've got the internet, you've got the phone with them, and you can tune in. Amen, somebody. Amen. If you get on Facebook, just say amen. That would know you there. Amen. Sometimes we talk to folk and they just did a drive-by. Amen, somebody. Y'all know what we're talking about. That's what most of us think about. When you think about a drive-by, we just think about, you know, down in big cities when somebody drive by and they're shooting folk up. That's what you think about. But sometimes we just kind of cruise on Facebook and we go through St. John, don't say amen, don't say good morning. We just kind of pass by. I heard you. When you hear me? We saw you. We kind of peep in every now and then. Y'all, let folk know you're there. Same thing like when you come to church. Let folk know you're in church. Help the choir sing, amen. Help the preacher preach a little bit, amen. Do a little something, amen. Amen. Y'all ready now? All right. We got a little bit more of y'all when you go some morning. We're trying to get y'all ready to go. Amen. I've determined in this life, Jews, I ain't going to hurt myself. Amen. I'm going to take a job with the sheriff's department at one speak. And I made a vow. I ain't chasing nobody. Amen. If you run, you're going to get away. Amen. Amen, somebody. And see, you know, the Lord was talking to me, man, because that was prophetic. Y'all know that? It was prophetic. They firing people now for chasing folk for stealing. Amen, somebody? Amen. They firing police for locking folk up. Amen. So I wasn't going to chase nobody. Amen. So I know I wasn't going to hurt myself. So same thing, God, they don't hurt you, little boy. They're going to preach the word. Amen. Be instant in season and out of season. Amen. Amen. So y'all ready yet? Amen, somebody. Amen. 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 Let's turn this thing on and see what we got going this morning. Amen. We're going to bow just for a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into our script. Amen. Let's bow. Father God, gracious and mighty, strong to save, God, we tell you thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for your grace. God, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of these children. We pray, God, that the word, oh Lord God, the hope, oh Lord God, the faith that these youth leaders are pouring into them, God, that they would grab it, God, and you, God, would just water it and allow it to increase, God, increase their faith, increase their boldness. God, I thank you, God, for how you brought some from the point of not saying anything or singing or doing anything, God, to standing before your people, God, and ministering with song and ushering, oh Lord God, and helping, God. I ask that you just continue to bless them, God. And this morning, God, I ask you, Father, that you, Lord, would allow your word, oh Lord God, that has already been saying, God, to minister to your people, God. Allow this word that's going to be spoken this morning, Lord God, to minister to your people, God, not just to children, but the adults also, God. I pray this morning, God, that someone will be saved, someone will be delivered, God, someone will be set free, someone, God, will restore that trust in you, God. We pray, God, wherever this word is heard, in or out of this building, online or offline, God, that you would allow the Lord God to take root in somebody's heart today. I pray now, God, just glorify thine self, O Lord God. Glorify thine son, O Lord God. Right now, God, we ask you just have thine way, God. We ask you now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you this morning. Amen. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is going to be found over in Matthew. Amen. Matthew. Did y'all find it? You see it? Go ahead and stand up, please. Amen. And we're going to find ourselves in Matthew chapter 8. And we're going to begin reading at verse 23. Amen. Amen. And the word of God reads, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the waves obey him? Amen. The word that you see is even the wind and the seas obey him. Amen. Amen. Father God, speak now for your children. Listen, God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. Amen. Every now and then you'll find, usher, you may have your seats. Amen. Every now and then we find that, you know, trouble crops up. Amen. Storms crop up and things are not smooth sailing. Amen. In the church, in life, and just in the world, things just tend to happen. I mean, sometimes if we're not careful, our faith will be tried, tested, and in some cases, people's faith has been shattered because of the trials, the tribulations, the trouble that come. Some people can have a flat tire and they'll just have a meltdown. Amen. And they just give up on everything. If God was for my tire, wouldn't have went flat. But I'm here to tell you this morning that trials will come, tribulation will come, troubles will come, but you've got to make sure that you know that they're going to come, but you've got to also know that the Lord's going to take care of you, amen, regardless of what form that it comes in. Children, as you go in life, I mean, you'll find that troubles come your way, even as children. You'll find yourself sometimes being bullied, amen, and if you're not careful, you'll think the answer to bullying is to bully somebody, and that's never, ever the answer. But what I'm saying this morning is that there are storms in this life. Amen. There are storms in this life. Our focal scripture this morning is found over in Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, and it reads, And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and he rebuked the wind and the seas, and there was great calm. The storms of life. Amen, somebody. I don't know about you, but coming up, amen, we were taught certain things and we learned certain things, but a lot of things, the troublesome things in life, we weren't told. We had this expectation that when we grew up and we moved on, that everything was going to be good. Amen. We even were told when we first started going to school that you're going to love being in school. All of them kids are going to be nice to you. And you got there, and that was not the truth. Amen. Amen. I believe nowadays children and school is worse than it used to be. Amen, somebody. We find that children are actually taking their lives. Amen, somebody. I don't recall in my time as a child where that happened to a child. I remember some tragedies, you know, someone may have drowned or got hit by a car or they had some type of disease in life, but I don't remember in my life where a child was so stressed out that they decided to take their life. Children, don't let that be an option. If you find that you're bullied or you have troubles in life, talk to your parents, talk to your pastor, talk to your grandparents, let your teachers know what's going on, but don't find yourself at the end of hope. By the same token, I believe they may often believe that it's okay because adults are at the same place. We're finding where, you know, people are going and doing these things, are hanging themselves in the houses, amen. They're shooting the whole family and then they shoot themselves sometimes just because they don't have money to make ends meet. Amen, somebody. I'm here to tell you, if you trust in the Lord, amen, you need money to get by, but God will give you some money, amen. And if he don't give you that, he'll give someone something to help you get through. Amen. And if God ever put on your heart, adults, you need to ask somebody to help you out. Amen. Lay your pride down and ask somebody to help you out. Amen. It's going to be all right. But I'm here to tell you the storms of life does come up. This morning in our scripture reading, we find in chapter 8 what Jesus has been preaching and teaching and ministering and trying to get folk to effectively follow him. He was telling them about, you know, get rid of their riches, you know, lay all this stuff down and take up their cross and come with him. And some did and some would not. But at the end of that preaching time, Jesus decides that he's going to get into a boat and go to the other side. And many of us, amen, we've chosen to get on the Lord's side, but we didn't realize that once we gave our life to the Lord, and y'all listen good, the moment I gave my life to the Lord, all of the things that seemed to be going good started going bad. They went sideways. Now, I don't know if you'll really admit it, amen, but a lot of us, amen, we get to the place in our lives because things have gotten so bad and so hectic, amen, as believers, we kind of lay the Lord down. Can I get a witness, somebody? Amen. We kind of lay him down. We're going to find a different way to get through, amen. If God, if you were God, you would not have allowed these things to happen. Amen. But that's not the case, amen. When you take up your cross and you follow Jesus, storms will come in your life, amen. Even in this life, amen, we find across the world, there's all types of storms that happen, amen. You have cyclones, then you have typhoons, amen. You have wheeler weather. The list goes on and on and on. And the thing that makes these storms happen, first and foremost, amen, different conditions in the atmosphere happen. When hot and cold come together, you're going to have some trouble. Amen, somebody. And some of us, amen, even with us, amen, we have that hot temper, amen. And then you come across somebody who don't have that, and you got some trouble, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. Amen. But even now, we find that in life, sometimes, and y'all been there, when these storms come, when these typhoons come, they call hurricanes on this side of the world. But when they come, a lot of time, what we do? We pack up and leave. Amen, somebody. But every now and then, when you find yourself packing up and leaving, you leave from the place that God would have had you at, and you run to a place of shelter, amen, a place of refuge. And when you get there, you run out of God's presence, and you run into trouble. And then you're trying to get back to where God, y'all know what we're talking about. Y'all remember a few years ago, amen, they told y'all to run to Alabama, and they told y'all to run all these places. Y'all went to Columbus, Georgia. Y'all went to all over the place. And y'all got there. Hey, can we get back home? All the roads going out of town, you can't get back. Amen, somebody. And the storm came right where you were. By the same token, amen, in our lives, sometimes when trouble happens, what we do? We tuck tail and run. We ignore it like things ain't really going on. Amen, somebody. If you got trouble in your life, you got to face that thing head on. God ain't give you the spirit of fear. God give you power to call on the name of Jesus, amen. And Jesus can make that storm behave, amen, somebody. But the storms of life, I'm here to tell you today, they're going to happen. But there's a way, amen, to handle these storms. Look at Psalm 107, verse 25. The word says, "For he commanded and raises the stormy wind, which lift up the waves thereof." Amen. What am I telling you, amen, this morning? Storms will rise, but notice what happens when the storms arise, amen, based on what the scripture's saying. And I'm here to tell you, church, amen, God is absolutely right. God doesn't lie. God does not change. And he allowed them to come, but guess what? He makes them. Now, God ain't brought me that trouble in my life. Yes, he has. Even when the devil come and knock on your door, God allowed him to come and knock on your door. Ask Job what happened to him. Amen. The sons of God was getting together, and all of a sudden, here come the devil. He shows up. Y'all know y'all best laid plans. Y'all got all that. Some of y'all very meticulous. Amen, somebody. You got to be right there at 9:59, ready to hit 10. Amen. Oh, got the car gathered. You got the checklist. You ready to go. Don't be 10:01 you walking out that door. You're going to have some trouble, amen. But God allows Satan, amen, to go over and try Job. Why? When God makes and allows storms to come in your life, God realizes, church, that one, you can handle that problem. When you get to the place and you think, amen, that the troubles are too much for me, remember, God allowed it to come your way. God allowed it, amen, and two, amen, God knows what you need to get you back in line. See, some of us, amen, we out of line, don't realize we're out of line. See, some of them, I mean, we got some character development that we need, and God is sending these troubles, these storms your way in order to get you back in line. Y'all know that when everything's going good, you ain't got no reason to call on the Lord. But, oh, let a little rain come. I was coming home the other day. See, y'all ain't want me to preach today. Y'all getting this bad water today. Amen, somebody. I'm coming home. And while I'm coming home, Deke, it was a beautiful day. I watched and said, man, I can see the beauty of God. I'm riding along. We're just so peaceful, quiet, flip that little quiet music on, amen. The rain drops on. I'm just riding. Everything's good. Get on pathway across, do a little drive-by and just look at the grass. Then came on down US 1. Got to Okanoka, bam, like a bucket of water hit the window. One time. I just keep on riding. Man, look at that. That's just an anomaly. Ain't really, nothing really going on. Drive a little further. All of a sudden, Pam, it got really dark outside. Then all of a sudden, it started raining. Put the wipers on. And then all of a sudden, it got real, real bad. And the rain started coming down in torrential fashion. It was so bad, I had to slow down, amen, about 65. Amen. And then, amen, as I'm riding along, amen, I slowed down. Y'all, slow down sometime, y'all. Stop going so fast. As I slowed down some, y'all know how it is. Y'all cruise control don't work until 75, amen. But I slowed down, and when I slowed down, amen, then the rain got harder. And so I slowed down a little bit more, got below the speed limit then, amen, somebody. But as I got below the speed limit, amen, then all of a sudden, the lightning started happening. The storm got worse, mother. It got so bad, amen, I started reminiscing about Paul when that light, amen, came when he fell off his horse. I couldn't see nothing. Don't make it up. So all of a sudden, amen, I started praying. And I started praying. And the more I prayed, amen, the worse things got. So I kept on praying. I prayed a little harder. Then I started praying for other folk because they were on the side of the road. I said, God, I want you to bring me through and bring them through too. God said, because I made this, amen, so I can talk to you. Amen, so you can talk to me. You don't look, you don't listen, but you ain't cried out to me not one time along this way. Too often, man, we're thinking about God, but we ain't talking to God. God said, I'm making a storm so I can get your attention. And guess what? He got my attention. He got my attention. And just where that storm started, I rode right on through it. Saw people on the side of the road, stop. God said, don't stop. And here's the problem that way. Sometimes, amen, when these storms come deep, we'll stop. That is the worst thing that you can do. Amen. I'm riding along. I mean, it's nice and clear. I'm like, ain't nothing going to have no storms. I'm almost back to St. Mary's. Then the storm rides. God said, I made this here. And if you read Psalm 107 a little bit further, amen, the psalmist said, oh, that men would praise and bless the name of God. Sometimes God allows these storms to come, church, so you can bless and praise him. Even when you don't have anything wrong that you can know in your life, amen. So what did I tell you, church? When your storms arrive, when the hurricanes come, amen, know that God made them. Amen. If God is allowing trouble in the form of a storm in your life, amen, know that God allowed it to be. And it's for you to cry out to God and say, God, what are you trying to say to me? God, what do I need to get right, amen? What is going on in my life, God? What do I not know about? Sometimes God won't tell you what he's fixing, amen, but he just wants you to talk to him, church. Well, what am I telling you this morning? Talk to the Lord, amen. I'm almost done with y'all this morning. Notice Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. The word says, and when he was entered into a ship, his disciples did what? They followed him. So that's what I tell you this morning, church. Follow Christ. When trouble start coming, amen, keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your ears on Christ, amen, and everything is going to be all right. Notice now, too often, when we read this script, the only thing we think about, amen, oh, those disciples didn't have enough faith to tell the storm be still. Oh, these disciples were fearful. No, these disciples had enough sense to call on the name of God. Many times when the trouble comes in our lives, amen, we figure out how to fix it. Anybody got a girlfriend? I ain't talking about your boys now. I'm talking about your girls. Y'all got a friend that's a lady, amen, y'all talk to him, amen, y'all kind of work things out. When you want to talk about your man, you call him up and talk about him. Amen. They kind of keep it. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. But with that, amen, too often that's what we'll do. We don't follow Christ. We don't cry out to Christ. We start crying out to folk. If that's you, amen, I ain't trying to, you know, damage your relationship with one another. But I'm telling you, man, you need to make Christ your first one to call out to. But now notice the next thing that happened, amen. When you start following Christ, that's when the trouble comes. When they got in the boat, they went at the beckoning of Christ. Christ just told the other young man, hey, follow me. The young man didn't, but his disciples, when Christ got in the boat, what did they do? They got in the boat too. So in other words, I mean, Christ was taking them somewhere, and as Christ was taking them somewhere, then the storm come up. See, when you start following Christ, I told you earlier, when you start following Christ, the storms will come up. But notice, amen, while the storm was coming up and while the storm was up, what was Jesus doing? Just say sleep, y'all. He was asleep because he knew what was going to happen. He is the master of the sea. He's the one that made the sea. He's the one that separated the waters and made everything the way it is. He's in control of all, even when he's asleep. Any of y'all had your sleep interrupted in the last few days by just the heaviness of life? Maybe your money, maybe bills, maybe your children. It might be your job. It might be your coworkers. It may be you. But you're sleeping and your sleep is disturbed. See, some of you got it right. You got up, you fell on your knees, and you cried out to God. Others, amen, got up and start busying themselves. See, sometimes, amen, when I'm agitated, I'm irritated, amen, I just start cleaning, get my mind off of it. Go out and wash the car, amen, polish the tires, amen, engine look good, amen, but haven't called out to God. See, if we take this time, amen, knowing that Christ allows these things, even your dreams, amen, God sometimes allowing them to come to disturb you so you can get up and talk to him. And he said, I need your mind on me and not on your stuff. He that keepeth his mind on the Lord, he will keep him in perfect peace. If you keep your mind on God, if you pray to him, if you read his word, if you meditate on the word, amen, he will keep you in perfect peace. Where was Christ's mind at this time? His mind was on his Father. I'm only here to do my Father's will. So Christ went out and went to sleep and had restful sleep even in the midst of the storm. Church, if you're following God, if you're following Christ, amen, if you've been led by the Holy Spirit, amen, when trouble comes, amen, folk will look at you and say, how can you act so calm and peaceful when you got, I know you got mess going on. Anyone ever ask you that? Been there, done that. Someone asked me, hey, Rev, how you doing? I said, man, I'm doing good. You're doing good. I said, yeah. Then I asked him a question. I said, should I not be? No. So you've been nosy, you've been talking, you've been gossiping. That's the problem. You've been gossiping. But see, when God gives you peace, regardless of what you're going through, you're going to have some peace in your life because you know you're following him. Even when it looks odd to the world, if you're following Christ, he got in that boat, and don't he know the weather said don't? Notice, amen, even with Paul, when he was bound to go to Italy, amen, the word said that he told him, hey, we shouldn't get on that boat because trouble going to come. What did they do? They got on the boat anyway. And what happened to me? The folk who were driving the boat, who was in charge, they wanted to get off because the storm had got so bad. And Paul came with, hey, didn't I tell y'all what was going to happen? And then they wanted to get off the boat. Paul said, no, don't get off the boat now. You need to stay right on the boat, amen. And know that Paul was at peace because Paul knew that he was doing the work of God. And even though he was locked up, he was a prisoner, amen, he had a place to be. Even when you go through some troubles and some trials and tribulations, if you're following God, God has a work that you can do. Amen, somebody. So what am I saying? Amen. As you follow Christ, trouble's going to come. But remember, I said God is the one that makes and allows these storms to come. Amen. So anybody ever wonder, amen, how with all these droughts and things we've had and that have gone on, you ever wonder how the grass get their water? Y'all know how they get it, but you ever wonder about it? And I woke up one morning, I'm walking outside. It's dry and hot, 97 degrees early in the morning. The grass is wet. And it wasn't my neighbor's sprinkler either, amen. So I just grabbed it like, man. And I realized that it got cool overnight. And immediately in the morning, it warmed up. And so all of that dew was on there. The little bugs are down there getting their juice. Amen. The grass sucking theirs up there, their little stems and leaves. And we sitting there worried about how God is going to take care of us in the midst of a drought, in the midst of a dry storm. They're the type of storm markers that it's just like a real windy, a hot, dry storm. They happen too. It's not always your torrential downpours of rain, but sometimes it's droughts in our lives. Those are storms. But even with those, church, God will take care of you if you're following Christ, if you can keep your mind on the Lord. Notice, amen, Matthew chapter 8, 26. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful? Let's talk through this, amen. He asked his disciples, amen, why are you fearful? And I ask you this morning, why are you fearful about the things that are going on in your life? Why? Can somebody tell me? Why are you fearful? If you're riding with the Lord, if he's your ride or die, if he's got you and you know he's got you, you know that he's got the wheel, why are you so fearful when trouble comes in your life? These disciples had been around Jesus a long time and been taught, saw the miracles, saw the healing, saw the deliverance, amen. They saw him in water turn to wine. They saw him cast out demons, amen. They saw him feed 5,000 folk, and they were still scared. That's the way some of us are. But Pastor, I ain't never saw it like this before. I ain't never seen anybody go through this. Well, you ain't never saw nobody have a demon cast out either. But you saw it. You ain't never seen no one turn water into wine, but you saw it. And now you believe. If God can do this little thing, whatever it may be, amen, he can do these big things in your life. You think they're big, but they're not big at all. Why are you fearful? Notice, he says, why are you fearful? O ye of little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the seas, and there was a great calm. Notice what he didn't do. He didn't rebuke them. He rebuked the wind and the wave. He didn't ask them and just question them, like, okay, why are you fearful? And why don't you just believe? Why don't you go stand out there and you rebuke? You make this happen. You're following me, because he realized, amen, that at this time, this storm came that God might be glorified, that he can fix the storm. Why? Because he made it, he knows how to fix it. What did it say here? That's what he did to the storm. He made the storm be quiet. So instead of us trying to fix the things that God's allowing in our lives, we got to say, God, I need you to fix this right here. I've got faith, amen. I don't have enough faith to tell that storm to be quiet, but got enough faith to call on the name of the Lord, and he will give you peace in the midst of your storms. He didn't rebuke them. He just asked them, why are you fearful? At other places, hey, oh, ye of little faith. Why, church, are you at that place now? With all this going on, now I'm here to tell you, it's going to get worse. Amen, somebody. Not a naysayer. I'm just telling what we know, amen. You look how things were, and look how things are. They got this artificial intelligence coming up, amen. They got robots doing your job, amen. And they're patronizing us, amen, letting us flip burgers when a robot can do it. What they say now, so y'all go to school, get educated, so you can learn how to fix robots. That's what I'm telling you this morning. Amen, somebody. But hear me, don't be fearful, amen, all of the trouble that comes. Children, when trouble comes, don't get fearful. When the individual school are talking junk to you, what do you say to them? Give them a word. Amen. Rebuke them in the name of Jesus, and they'll leave you alone. Final story. I was on something, I think I told you this about once or twice. And we were out for a long, long, long time. And it been probably about 3 months we'd been gone, had not come up out of the water at all. And I had this guy, and he asked me, man, why are you so happy? I'm saved. Man, I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy. I said, if I die today, I'm going to see God. Man, when this water, you all frowned up, I am saved. He was fearful. He was afraid. Once I said that one set of words to him, he never said anything else again. He had good words when he came by. Amen. Don't let fear be the thing that drives your life. And be honest with yourself and know that storms come, trials come, but God can handle them all. If God allows something to come into your life, God is able to bring you through whatever that is. Amen. And I ask you, church, as I close, as you go through life, you go through your daily adventures, I want you to look for God in everything that happens. If something bad happens, look for God. If something good happens, look for God. If you don't see anything at all, look for God. And don't always think that God is in the place where all of the commotion is. Because Elijah, we find him, amen, when he was supposedly running from Bathsheba. But he was thinking he was all alone. And he ran to this place and he stayed there. And the angel of the Lord came and gave him a little piece of meat. And the word said on that piece of meat, he went 40 days without eating, 40 solid days. And then God started speaking to him. He went to a cave. God called him. And he went out there, the storm. Wind was blowing. Then there was an earthquake, amen. Then there was all this rumbling and lightning. God wasn't in none of those things, but he knew God created him. God made him. And finally, God quietly spoke to him. And every now and then, church, we're not hearing God because God is whispering to us, and we're listening to the loud noise of the world. We're listening to those storms that's going on in our life. Don't worry about those storms in your life, amen. If God made them, God can quiet them. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer this morning. Father, we bless you today, and we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We ask this morning, God, you just touch someone's heart this morning, God, to know that the storms, the trials, the tribulations in their life, God, that you, God, can take care of them, God, for you allowed them to be. Even, God, if it's not something that you made, you allow it to be made, God. Your word declares that there's nothing made that you didn't make, God, or that you didn't allow to be made, God. So I pray this morning, God, you would touch someone's heart and their mind, God. And I pray your blessing, God, upon this church. Give us strength, O Lord God, to continue with you, Father God, and hold us, God. And God, help us to keep our eyes on you and not on the world and not on our struggles, our trials and tribulations, God. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
St. John's Nation, I hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson, Sr., bring the word that God has given him. If you'd like to see Pastor live, you can visit our church at 715 Winding Road, Kingsland, Georgia, or watch him on Facebook Live at SJNBC Kingsland. You can also follow Pastor on Instagram and Twitter at SJNBC Kingsland. If you like our ministry and you would like to donate, you can go to our website at www.sjnbckingsland.org, or you can give on GivenFi at St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church, Kingsland. I hope you have a blessed day, and like always, always be blessed.